My fellow Americans, major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
Silly Bush. Major combat operations have only begun here on Critical Mass Radio Network. That's right. Lock your doors, put the twins in the cellar, and hide Laura with your mother. Here comes the revolution.
That's right. Another edition of Critical Mass Radio Network here on Freak Radio Santa Cruz, also criticalmassradio.net if you're listening out there. And today we don't have a whole lot going on, and this month crept on us like that. And we've been busy trying to get our station back in line, and it is running well. And we just got a brand new board in here, and we just had a wonderful benefit in December that we just got all the audio. The CDs are still hot in my hand. They're boiling hot. And we're going to be playing to you a couple of the artists that had played at our benefit on December 10th, 2004 at the Rio Theater. We had Bob Roseman, Keith Greeniger, Faith Petrick, Devil Makes Three, and Utah Phillips all came out, mainly due to Utah Phillips and Snazzy Productions, and Utah wanted to do a benefit, and so we got all those folks to do a great benefit for us. I want to thank everybody involved, and we're going to be playing some of that benefit for you today, starting with Faith Petrick, and the intros and outros done by Free Radio Programmers. So stay tuned for that. This up first is Faith Petrick here on the Critical Mass Radio Network, our December 10th, 2004 benefit.
Wow. Thank you all for coming. My name is Uncle Dennis. You can catch my show on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. It's From the Cream to the Dregs. But what I came down here to do right now is to say that one of the things that I'm really good at and I really get a lot of enjoyment out is fixing radios and playing with turntables and wires and sometimes transmitters and antennas and things like that. And one of the things that I've found out over the years is that all that equipment is really groovy to play with and you do all kinds of neat stuff. But once you've got all that stuff set up, what's really important is the people. And what I'm going to do tonight is introduce you to some of the people who make Free Radio Santa Cruz what it is. These are the voices behind the microphone, the people who put in hours and hours and hours, not just on the air, but these are the people who really keep the station running, do all the little shit jobs and the running here's and the running there's and taking care of all the little details and vacuuming up the roaches in the corner, and all the other things that makes Free Radio a nice place to be, and also provides all the wonderful programs that we feel are an asset to this community, and that's why we're doing it. So each of these programmers is going to get a minute per show. Some program, so there's sometimes two programmers per show, but they get 1 minute per show to tell you what their show is all about. And let's start off with Matt.
Hi, everybody. I'm a pretty new programmer of Free Radio, although I've been an avid listener for 10 years. I co-host the Hobo Music Show with my friend Lee, who's a well-known hobo here in Santa Cruz, got many people started on their freight riding careers. He's been doing the show for a few years now, and as you can probably guess, the Hobo Show, we like to play songs about trains. Any kind of song we can find that has trains in it, but we play all kinds of stuff as well. Blues, country, bluegrass, rock and roll. We've had a lot of live performers in there, including myself and the Devil Makes Three as well. We're on Tuesday night from 8 to 11 on Free Radio. Thanks for listening.
And now for the winner of the sexiest new radio DJ, Layla Fagrubi.
Woo! Hey, we are with the show Jail the Oppressors, Free the Oppressed.
Mm-hmm. We're brand new.
Listen this Saturday night.
Yeah, and our basic purpose is that we try to expose the police brutality and the acts of injustice that are committed in Santa Cruz as well as in San Jose.
And other places, you know, free media. And we provide a space where people who have been brutalized by the state can, you know, come and tell their story, mm-hmm. you know. So listen to Saturday.
Right on.
6 p.m. 6 to 8. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Can't see anything. My name's George. I do a show called Peace Talks. Thank you. It's on Sunday afternoons from 3 to 6. I interview authors, professors, activists, musicians on occasion. And I also play world music and folk music. And I have a few people I need to thank really quick, which is what I'm going to use most of my minute for here. We need Free Radio wants to thank everyone who helped make this event possible tonight. The Rio donated the space. It was wonderful. Thank you so much to the Rio and Lawrence. Also want to thank everyone who volunteered their time, from the snazzy people to the people from the Rio who are working, and also, of course, Free Radio Santa Cruz DJs who are here, as well as, of course, all the performers who are volunteering their time. Thank you so much. Also want to thank KPIG, KUSP, and KZSC for supporting us, not only by announcing this benefit, but when the raid happened, announcing that and getting people out to the raid. Thank you. And I also want to thank Steve Palopoli of the Metro, great story in the Metro Wednesday, and also Wallace Bain of the Sentinel. Thank you for your story in the paper yesterday, I believe it was.
I'd like to follow up with just a couple of more thank yous. The first thank you goes out to the Compassion Flower Inn. The Compassion Flower Inn has donated accommodations tonight for some of the performers who are up here on stage. And we'd like to thank them for providing a bed, bud, and breakfast on Laurel Street. We'd also like to thank Live Oak Sound for helping put this all together tonight. Thank you very much.
Those guys were brilliant. That was, I never heard sounds like that come out of anything. By the way, later on, there will be an intermission. I can see you begin to squirm in your seats and you have to, you know, go make pee-pee. So there will be an intermission to pish. And there are records out there. Everybody's brought phonograph records. That's not what they're called. But anyway, they're recordings. Back there, and also there's merchandise from the Freak Radio Boutique, and then I'm really glad that my fellow workers and sister workers from the Industrial Workers of the World are down here to bring their things. That's a union that I belong to now. This is my 50th year in the IWW. It's my proudest association. Now, for this, right now, I want to have the house lights up a little bit. Okay? There now, okay? So that might be aggravating to you, but we're standing up here, and I don't know if you know what it feels like to be standing on a stage and just see a wall of blackness. And all you can do, we like to be able, we're folk singers. You know, me and Faith, we're folk singers. We like to be able to see the people that we're singing to. We have to look into your eyes. We look at you way back there and back over there, you know. It's not just enough for us for you to be able to see us. We want to be able to see you. This is the people's music, and you are ostensibly the people. I understand that. Organized folk music is probably the most humane thing happening in the United States, most deeply human thing. It was Joseph Campbell said, all we really want is to be completely human and in each other's company. And that's what happens with organized folk music, the singer circles, the folk music clubs all over the country. That's families, that's people turning off their television sets, getting together, doing a potluck, front porch music, backyard music, It's a movement that's creative, that's participatory, and it doesn't cost very much at all. The nexus of that, for many, many years, over 40 years, has been the San Francisco Folk Music Club. And that, you know about that. If people get together in 885 Clayton once a month, and there's a room for new songs, and there's a room for string band music, and there's a room for ballads, and then they get together and sing, and it's just a wonderful human experience. And you wind up building a folk music family where if people get sick, there are people to take care of you, to watch out for your kids. It becomes a human community. And then the music and the folk dance are permitted to do what they always did all through history. Well, the linchpin of that whole operation, been at it for more years than most of you have been on the planet, is my old friend, Faith Petrick.
Special t-shirt, and even with the lights up, I know you can't see it, so I have to tell you. It says, "Weapons of mass destruction, we found them." And there's the map of the United States with all those places on it.
Livermore, California.
And on the back, yeah, a lot of Livermore is one of them. And on the back of it, this is all the addresses of all those really nice places where you have all great weapons of mass destruction. Okay, thanks. So, as Utah says, it's the folk music, and we sing together. So that's what I'm going to ask you to do with me. I get butterflies in my stomach whenever I start to sing. When I'm at a microphone, I shake like anything. But if you'll sing out with me, I'll holler right out loud. 'Cause I'm awful nervous, lonesome, but I'm swell when I'm a crowd. Sing along, sing along, and just sing la 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 la. If you don't know the song, you'll quickly learn the music. You'll find yourselves a word. When we sing together, we'll be heard. Now when I need a raise in pay, I have to ask my boss. If I go there by myself, I'm just a total loss. But if we go together, I'll do my part right pretty. 'Cause I can't do it by myself, but I make a fine committee. Sing along, sing along, and just sing la 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 la. If you don't know the song, you'll quickly learn the music. You'll find yourselves a word. When we sing together, we'll be heard. Now, if we want to have free speech, here's what we must do. Support our local station and get our message through. For free Radio Santa Cruz, we are here today. Let's raise our voices right and clear and help them get their sway. So sing along, sing along. Just sing la 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 la. If you don't know the song, you'll quickly learn the music. You'll find yourselves a word. And when we sing together, we'll be heard. Now the folks that we get elected, they hobnob with big biz, and sometimes forget the guys and gals who put them where they is. Well, let's just write them a letter. We'll tell them what we need. With 100,000 signatures, why, even they can read. Sing along, sing along, and just sing la 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 la. If you don't know the song, you'll quickly learn the music. You'll find yourselves a word. When we sing together, we'll be heard. Oh, life is full of problems. The world's a funny place. I sometimes wonder why the hell I joined the human race. But when we work together, it seems all right and true. 'Cause I can't do it by myself, but I'm okay with you. So sing along, and just sing la 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 la. If you don't know the song, you'll quickly learn the music. You'll find yourself the word, and when we sing together, we'll be heard. Thank you. I forgot to tell you, when I started out, that song was written by Malvina Reynolds. I just added one little local verse to it. The next one is by Elliot Keenan, and the name of it is "You Ain't Been Doing Nothing If You Ain't Been Called a Red." So if any of you have ever had that honorary title, well, please join, learn the chorus on this one as we go along and sing it out. The chorus, as a matter of fact, is composed in part, at least three of the lines are, "If you ain't been doing nothing, you ain't been called a red." So you can chime in quickly as we go along, I hope. Now, when I was a little thing, I used to love parades, banners, bands, and red balloons, and maybe lemonade. But I came home one day, my neighbor's father said, "Them marches is all commies. Tell me, kid, are you a red?" Well, I didn't know just what he meant. My hair back then was brown. Our house was plain red brick like most others in the town. So I went and asked my mama why our neighbor called me red. My mama took me on her knee, and this is what she said. "Hon, you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you've marched or agitated, then you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the word instead, 'cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red." Well, as I was growing up, I had my troubles, I suppose, when someone took exception to my face or to my clothes, or tried to cheat me on the job or hit me on the head. But when I organized to fight back, why, the stinkers called me red. But you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you've marched or agitated, then you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the word instead, 'cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red. Now, when I heard about what happened to Free Radio Santa Cruz, I thought, with these things mustn't happen, we got too much to lose. So here we are together, we're here to pay our dues, to help keep the station on the air and give us honest news. But you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you've marched or agitated, then you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the word instead, 'cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red. Well, I've been I keep on agitating, 'cause what else can you do? You gonna let the sons of bitches walk all over you. My friend said, "You will get fired hanging with that commie mob." I shouldn't be so lucky, buddy. I ain't got a job. And you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you've marched or agitated, then you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the word instead, 'cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red. Well, I've been agitating now for 80 years and more. Well, thanks. I get that kind of applause. I'm 89 years old, if you really want to know. I'm at the age you see where you brag about it. So, I've been agitating now for 80 years and more, for jobs and for equality and always against war. I'll keep on agitating as far as I can see. And if that's what being red is, well, it's good enough for me. And you ain't done nothing, if you ain't been called a rat, if you've marched or agitated, then your bounty is set. So you might as well ignore it or love the word instead, cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a rat.
Critical Mass Radio Network. Faith Petrick here on Freak Radio Santa Cruz. Benefit from December 10th, 2004.
Talking about going to jail for things, as I think I was a bit ago, Ann Feeney has written a wonderful song called Have You Been to Jail for Justice? And so I'll start out with a chorus, actually, so we can learn it on, sing it all together, at least by the end. Have you been to jail for justice? I'd like to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down our ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marked that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Well, you're a friend of mine. Now, was it Cesar Chavez or maybe it was Dorothy Day? Some have said Dr. King or Gandhi kept them on their way. No matter who your mentors are, it's very plain to see. If you've been to jail for justice, you're in good company. Have you been to jail for justice? I'd like to shake your hand. Sitting in, lying down our ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marked that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Well, you're a friend of mine. You law-abiding citizens, listen to this song. Laws are made by people, and people can be wrong. Once unions were against the law and slavery was fine, women were denied the vote and children worked the mines. The more you study history, the less you can deny it. A rotten law stays on the books till folks with guts defy it. Have you been to jail for justice? I'd like to shake your hand. Sitting in, lying down our ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marked that picket line? You've been to jail for justice, well, you're a friend of mine. Now the law's supposed to serve us, and so are the police. And when those systems fail, it's up to us to speak our peace. Takes eternal vigilance for justice to prevail. Take courage from your convictions. Let them haul you off to jail. Have you been to jail for justice? I'd like to shake your hand. Sitting in, lying down our ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marked that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Well, you're a friend of mine. Will you go to jail for justice? Well, you're a friend of mine. A man by the name of Albert Brumley, who wrote hymns. He wrote a lot of actually great hymns that any of you who grew up in a Methodist or Pentecostal or any one of those children, those churches, I'm sure you sang a lot of Brumley's songs. And one of them was, Turn Your Radio On. So I thought, well, I just change a few words in that and it's going to fit just fine. And in the part here where that when I the leader, and that's me because I'm the one up here with the microphone, says, turn your radio on, and then you're supposed to answer. Turn your radio on, turn your radio on, like that. It goes like this. Turn your radio on. Okay, we'll rehearse the chorus. Turn your radio on and listen to the news that's in the air. Turn your radio on. And his message shared, you won't feel so low. If you listen to the local radio, get in touch with life. Turn your radio on. Good. Now, come and listen to a radio station where the truth to hear you'll tell. Radio on. Turn your radio on. So don't get trapped by the corporate media, or you know they lie like hell. Turn your radio on. radio on. Turn your radio on and listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on. As Massey Chair, you won't feel so low. You listen to your local radio. Get in touch with life. Turn your radio on. So listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz. Find out what's going on. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. You get local news and national news, and now and then a song. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. And listen to the news that's in the air. Turn your radio on. And if Missy Chair, you won't feel so low. When you listen to your local radio, get in touch with life. Turn your radio on. Four more years, four more years, it is sad to say. But hanging chads, machine gone bad, ballots thrown away. But calm your fears, wipe your tears, do not run away. Now's the time to buckle down and save the USA. Well, there's a... If, you know, this present administration that is doing all of this, we're going to do little nuclear things that aren't as bad as some others are and all, and they really get that going good, you know, we'll be able to have the whole nuclear holocaust and wipe off everything off the earth. But when this whole thing first started about the possibility of eliminating all life from the earth, they said that there's one kind of life that probably would not be actually eliminated, and that was cockroaches. So, a song sort of, in a way, well, you'll find out. I don't have to tell you what the song says. I just sing it, you'll know. When I sit in contemplation of the human situation, I often feel a certain sense of pride, for our achievements are many and mighty, and the evidence cannot be denied. But my reveille is shaken when my thoughts are overtaken by a tragedy that happened long ago, when there moved through the land beings awesome and grand, the fabulous dinosaurs. They were creatures in a manner quite reptilian, in their unique and stylish way. And their numbers could be reckoned in the millions, but there are zero of these heroes in the world today. They had music, art, and fashion. There was dinosauric passion. And I think they'd be enraged and mortified that when they're mentioned today, it is only to say their brains were small and they died. Now, perhaps some asteroid that Mother Earth could not avoid became the agent of their premature demise. Well, I understand these things can happen. So who are we to criticize when we'd spend most any price to have the ultimate device to ensure a perfect global suicide? Well, I would venture instead that the humanoid head is where the tinier brain resides. And when we're gone, our words will start to crumble till nothing can be found. And in 10 million years, some other guys will stumble on a fossil, and some asshole will begin to expound in some scientific study to his cockroach science buddies how the evidence can never be denied. They were big, dumb, and slow. They couldn't go with the flow. Their brains were small, and they died. Well, that's, you know, I don't know what the worry's all about in a way, because, you know, if we ruin this planet, there's lots of other planets out there. And we'll just go get on one of them. So, whenever life gets you down, things are hard and tough, People are stupid, obnoxious, and daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough. Well, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and evolving at 900 miles an hour. It's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's wrecking around the sun that is the source of all our power. And the sun and you and me and all the stars that you can see are moving at a million miles a day in an outer spiral arm of 40,000 miles an hour. The galaxy we call the Milky Way. Now the galaxy itself contains 100 million stars and it's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but by us it's just 6,000 light years wide. Don't worry about it. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions and billions. It's amazing and expanding universe. Cause the universe itself goes on expanding and expanding in every direction it can whiz. As fast as it can go. Speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely was your birth. Pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up above, cause there is bugger all down here on Earth. Supposed to do each 25 minutes. I think I have room for one more song. So I'm gonna. What I'm gonna do is a request that I had, and it's a woman's lib song. I hope you don't mind. And it doesn't. If there are children present, I would say that there's probably no words in this song that the children haven't heard. Whether or not their parents know that, they probably know what they mean. So, we will go ahead. I used to worry, I thought I didn't want to offend anybody when I was singing this song, and then I discovered that it's a favorite song of nuns. They're the ones that really... really ask for it. I know a Catholic woman who's devout, to say the least. Her greatest life ambition was to be a parish priest. She went to seminary. They told her, get on the run. The priesthood is for men. You can only be a nun. If you haven't got a penis, then you cannot be a priest. This archaic stipulation should have long ago been ceased. Of God and faith and scriptures, men and women both can talk. What's more, you serve communion with your hands and not your cock. And furthermore, you know, that's just a simple statement of fact. So, she went to the Monsignor in her never-ending search to see if there was any room for women in the church. She said, oh, we can use you in the hospitals and school. You want to be a priest, man, you gotta have some tools. Pay attention to the chorus, because we're all going to sing it together at the end. If you haven't got a penis, then you cannot be a priest. This archaic stipulation should have long ago been ceased. Of God and faith and scriptures, men and women both can talk. What's more, you serve communion with your hands and not your cock. So you may love the Lord as well as anybody can. And you may know the scriptures just as well as any man. But you can't wear the cleric collar, you can't hold the holy chalice. You cannot serve communion all because you lack a phallus. All together now on the chorus. If you haven't got a penis, you cannot be a priest. This archaic stipulation should have long ago been ceased. Of God and faith and scriptures, men and women both can talk. What's more, you serve communion with your hands and not your cock.
And you are tuned to Freak Radio Santa Cruz, and that was Faith Petrick at our benefit. And also, this is Critical Mass Radio Network, of course. Don't want to forget that. But we had a benefit on December 10th, 2004. And that was Faith Petrick. We're going to get to Devil Makes Three in just a moment, but we do have some news just came in from Jail the Oppressor, Free the Oppressed radio show. And we're going to be playing a piece that was done about the case of Rudy Cardenas. So stay tuned. This is a Critical Mass Radio Network, Freak Radio Santa Cruz.
I'm Laylo.
I'm Darlene.
And this is Dom.
And we are happy to be on Critical Mass Radio Network today. We're from Free Radio Santa Cruz, Jail the Oppressors, Free the Oppressed. Our shows are the second Saturday of every month from 6 to 8 p.m. Today, on January 28th, 2005, at the Superior Court of California in San Jose, there was a motion to dismiss the indictment of voluntary manslaughter against Michael Walker. As you guys know, last February 17th, 2004, State Agent Michael Walker, in an unmarked car and wearing plain clothes, led a high-speed chase against Rudy Cardenas through the streets of San Jose, chased him down, and shot him in the back and killed him. Thanks to an open grand jury and public support, the family and the people, the DA, was able to indict Michael Walker on voluntary manslaughter.
So this case was very unique in the fact that it was the third time there was an open grand jury in the state of California, and it was even more unique in the fact that this is the first time a law enforcement officer has been indicted out of an open grand jury. So this the grand jury occurred, I think it ended in June. So it's taken until now to get to the next step. And hopefully we'll have the trial right now is scheduled in May. So we'll see what happens.
And but during the course of the grand jury indictment, there were some improprieties from the special assistant to the DA,
Bill Larson.
And so on that, the defense is trying to dismiss the indictment. And so it's important to note that normally when someone's indicted, it only takes one person, the judge, to indict them. But in this case, we had a jury of 12 vote for the indictment of Michael Walker. But they're saying that the jury didn't understand the law because of some things that were misstated, but then were later corrected during the trial, such as that a vote of 12 was required to not make the indictment.
Also, I believe that Larson met with the grand jury off the record,
right,
and it should have been on the record. And so that is why we found ourselves at the Superior Court today with Michael Walker and his defense attorney, Craig Brown.
Whose specialty is in defending killer cops. He's the one that was able to get all the Knight Riders off.
In Oakland. And so let's see what we had to witness today in court was pretty frustrating, I'd say.
I do want to say that I think every person who goes into a court of law deserves the best defense they possibly can get. So given that Craig Brown's specialty is defending killer cops, Michael Walker is getting the best defense he can possibly get. So that's good for people because we want everyone to have the best defense they can get. Unfortunately, it's just a one-sided deal because people of color and people who are poor don't have money to get the best defense they can get.
That's right, Darlene. Brown brought up that, there was exculpatory evidence that
was not presented in the open grand jury.
Right. For example, he brought up in court today that Liroff, the DA, didn't investigate the possibility of suicide by cops. And to me, that was pretty ridiculous because Rudy Cardenas was shot in the back.
But he did bring that forth when he had the wife testify. So he did bring that evidence into the courtroom when he questioned the wife about something she said that Rudy had told her. And so this thing about exculpatory evidence, I'm not sure exactly what Craig Brown meant by, it sounds like there's some other things that Liroff didn't bring into the courtroom. But as far as I know, in all court cases, there's a lot of evidence that never comes before the jury. That's why juries do not make informed decisions, because there's a lot of evidence that they never hear or see.
And so this trial was in front of, or this court case was in front of Judge Lee.
Right.
And he apparently has read, you know, both the defendants and the prosecutors' briefs that they turned in, over 200 pages of documents. So both of the, you know, lawyers, they were just reiterating what they had already, you know, turned in to the judge.
Well, actually, today the judge had actually asked them, unless they have something new, he had already read everything, so there would be no need to go over it again. So Craig Brown was actually talking about things that he hadn't discussed in the briefs that he had submitted. And he was bringing things, court cases he mentioned, and trying to bring in Fourth Amendment and other arguments that to me seemed pretty ludicrous. And then the Kimball, the DA who's doing the motions anyway, was able to counter what Brown was saying. It's just that Brown is a very smooth talker, so he comes across as a very polished speaker, and Kimball doesn't have as polished, in my regard anyway, as polished the presentation. But that doesn't mean that, you know, one's more powerful than the other. And then Kimball was saying, well, the state isn't protected by the Fourth Amendment, and given that Agent Walker is an agent of the state, the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply.
And an interesting note about the self-defense that they're talking about is that, I guess, apparently from some case law, that any force an officer uses is legal until it's proven unlawful in a court of law. So even if it's the wrong person, even if it's a person that's unarmed, and even if it's the person in the back that they're shooting them in the back, that it's still not necessarily unlawful until it's gone through a whole court trial. I'm not sure what relevance that has to the indictment, because the indictment's just to put it before a court trial, but that was something that the defense was offering. So all of this testimony and arguments ended in kind of an anticlimactic ending of the judge, I think it's expectedly so, declining to make a ruling today, and that he would deliberate on it and then submit a written ruling to both the attorneys. So we don't know how long we'll have to wait, or even who we'll hear from first as to what the ruling actually is. Okay, so you've been listening to part of Freak Radio Santa Cruz, Jail the Oppressed, Free the Oppressed, or wait, other way around.
So yeah, thanks for listening to us, Jail the Oppressors, Free the Oppressed.
If you want news and updates directly from the family, you can check out the Justice for Rudy website. It's rudycardenas.net. That's RudyCardenas.net, the RudyCardenas.net. Thank you.
All right. I want to thank Jail the Oppressors, Free the Oppressed, who's on here, Free Radio Santa Cruz, every second Saturday, I believe, at 5 or 5:30 here on Freak Radio Santa Cruz, if you want to tune them in here on Free Radio. And we're going to continue on with some of the benefit here with Devil Makes 3, continuing on Critical Mass Radio, and hopefully we'll be getting to some... Utah Phillips. I don't know if we'll be able to play all of them in our slot, but we're going to try. And this is the Devil Makes Three. They're a local band that fucking kicks ass, and they came out and played for our December 10th benefit 2004. Thank you very much. Where we're just now getting our studio back in shape again, and actually a much better shape than it was. Thank you, FCC. Anyway, here we go with Devil Makes Three, and I believe this is Uncle Dennis.
And now it's my very great pleasure to introduce a band from Santa Cruz, The Devil Makes Three.
So I don't know about you guys, but I just want to hear Faith play some more. That was really cool, man.
That was great. I'm honored to be on the same stage.
Yeah, that was really cool. Wasn't that cool?
Yeah.
All right, are we all spatially good? Is this okay?
I'm in my spot.
You in your bubble?
Stood up.
I thought we were.
Your face turns blue. And while you're sitting in your ivory tower high, all those diggers in those ditches just with a hand at, drinking off all those sweet tears that you cry, 'cause you know it's getting so damn dry outside. While you're sitting inside with your feet up by the fire, we'll be sweeping, I will be sweeping the steps of your empire. Yeah, we'll be sweeping, I will be sweeping the steps of your empire. Think about your hands, how they'll never hammer nails, and how you'll never spend the night inside that hard cold jail. How you'll never feel the falling or the rain or the hail. Your skin will forever grow. You're sitting inside with your feet up by the fire. We'll be sweeping, I will be sweeping the steps of your empire. Yeah, we'll be sweeping, I will be sweeping.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you guys all for coming, and I think that after this, Free Radio will be able to stay in business for a while. Actually, a friend of mine found out that the station had been raided because all the federal vehicles were at the Goodyear across from where he works, which I thought was really funny. I don't know why. They all simultaneously got flat tires.
I wanna feel that blood rushing in my veins. could only do all them things that I want to. Why, that spirit's rushing now in my veins. Yes, if I could only do all them things that I want to. Douse that town down in that gasoline. Spin that rusty wheel and be burned by the steam. Now we'll take that main line direct into the dream. If you don't see me tomorrow, no, I died as I please. Cause I had to feel that blood rushing in my vein. If I could only do all them things that I want to, I'd spirit rushing now in my veins. Yes, if I could only do all them things that I want to, while that spirit rushing in my veins.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys. So we don't have any songs about the radio. We were asked that, but we don't. Cooper knows songs about everything, so I'm sure we could drag something out. I don't see the connection, really. But no, I don't see it at all, really. But
this is a song that's sort of about piracy.
You're mumbling words, but I can hear anymore. Totally entertained, but I'm absolutely bored. To the sharks with the conversation, see what they say. You're thrown overboard and disappear into the waves. Kingdom in the ink, black drink, octopus bartenders, you can hear the mermaids sing. That'll teach you all to try and disobey. Here's a one-way ticket to your watery grave. And we say, to all the enemies, see you in hell. We're gonna walk them off the planket to the wishing well. Down to David Jones' locker where the fishes sleep. Won't be praying for you, so don't be praying for me. To all the enemies, see you in hell. We're gonna walk them off the planket to the wishing well. Down to David Jones' locker where the fishes sleep. Won't be praying for you, so don't be praying for me. Kill all those prisoners until their skin turns green. Let the salts of the ocean wash the skeleton clean. Raise up the oars and watch them fall. As the wind steady sings, you can hear the crew call. To all the enemies, see you in hell. We're gonna walk them off the planket to the wishing well. Down to David Jones' locker where the fishes sleep.